Welcome back to another edition of Pick 6 brought to you by Sports Authority. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. Every November, the NFL shows its support to the armed forces with its Salute to Service campaign. Vikings Entertainment Network wizard Jay Nelson has created this flashy graphic to help us fall in line with the NFL's campaign. We hope you like it. Let's get right to the questions. Our first one comes from Matthew, a sergeant for the armed forces. He asks, do you think the Vikings offense is too predictable? I'm not going to blame the play calling for the Vikings' inability to move the ball through the air efficiently in recent games. After all, we have the NFL's leading rusher in Adrian Peterson, the best running back in the NFL. Teams know we're going to rush it, but we're still able to move the ball on them. I think it's because we execute very well in the running game. That's the key to being productive in the passing game. It's execution. Play calling is not the problem. The players have to execute, and I think they will, starting against Detroit this Sunday. Our next question comes from Dan in Illinois. Why do you think the Vikings got away from using Adrian Peterson so much in the second half against Seattle? That was a tough one to take. Adrian had 144 rushing yards in the first half. We were hopeful he'd be able to run wild in the second half too. The problem is Seattle's offense did such a great job of staying on the field. The Vikings only had 19 offensive snaps and only 8 snaps in the fourth quarter. Adrian touched the ball 8 times out of those 19 snaps. That's an okay ratio. The problem is our defense wasn't able to get off the field on third down to give the ball to our offense, and when our offense was on the field, they had too many short drives. So if the offense can get back to its productive ways, I think Adrian will have more touches in the second half. Our next question comes from Sandra in San Antonio. I'm not advocating the benching of Christian Ponder, but what do you think about putting Joe Webb in for just a series or two as a changeup for the opposing defense? I'm all for mixing it up on offense and finding a way to use Joe Webb. We all know that he's a great athlete. Remember though, the Vikings tried that a little bit last year and I thought it disrupted the offensive rhythm. So what I'd like to see is the Vikings do the ordinary things extraordinarily well, get back to basics. Once you get on track there, then maybe you can find a way to mix Joe Webb and keep the defense off balance. Our next question comes from Paul in Seattle. What do you think we need to do in order to get more turnovers? I think there's two things that have to happen for the Vikings defense to create more turnovers. First, the offense has to stay on the field, let the defense rest, and win the field position battle. If you can back up the opposing offense closer to its own goal line and put pressure on them, they might make more mistakes. So that can help the Vikings defense create more turnovers. Secondly, our pass rush. We only have 2 sacks in the last 2 games. That's atypical for this Vikings defense. Remember, we have the most sacks in the NFL since the start of 2011. So if our defensive line can get after the quarterback and either A, sack him and strip the ball, or B, make him throw it before he wants to, I think that will lead to more turnovers as well. Our next question comes from Connor in Richmond, Virginia. Since Percy Harvin may be unavailable Sunday, will we finally see Jarius Wright on the field? I'm not sure about Percy's availability. Leslie Frazier will likely update that throughout the week, and it could be a game time decision with that ankle injury. But whether he plays or not, the Vikings coaches might want to see more depth at that position. Jarius Wright has not played yet this year. This could be his opportunity. We'll know more as the week goes on. Our last question today comes from Will. How well do you think the Vikings will do through the rest of the season? I think the Vikings are going to win this Sunday, go to 6-4, head into the bye and rest up. Then come out of the bye, facing a tough schedule, put their best foot forward and surprise people, just like they surprised people coming out of the gates at the beginning of the season. That's it for this week's edition of Pick 6. Remember, Vikings-Lions, Sunday at noon. You can catch the game on the Vikings Radio Network, where P.A., Bursich, and Greg Coleman will have the call. Also, the Vikings are on a bye next week, but the Pick 6 is not. So send your questions to the email address at the bottom of this screen, and we might include them in next week's edition of the Pick 6. We'll see you then. Welcome back to another edition of Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, brought to you by Sports Authority. Three, two.